Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. The title is Get Healthy Now and How to Connect Authentically. Well, you might wonder where I came up with this idea. And I can honestly share with you that it has to do with building my business and the things I'm learning to do or not to do and why. And I just go, okay, I want to share that because if I'm the one who does not know everything, and there's no problem with it, number one. And number two, well, that's a given because there is no way I can know everything. Though I believe that there are some other people who might have similar questions and actions or reactions to certain things than I do, and or as I do. And by me sharing and creating an awareness, it might help them out as much or even more than it helped me, because they might be able to prevent certain things that I had to experience. So, all right. What does it mean to connect authentically? Well, in my opinion, authenticity is meaning being true, honest, open, transparent, and being interested into someone's thoughts or things instead of being interesting to everyone. It's not about you, or in this case, it's not about me, but it's about you. So I want to be interested in what I'm offering, so it might be interesting to you. Make sense? Yay! So I am actually a person who loves guiding people towards their optimal health. Therefore, my husband calls me a social butterfly. Well, I'm not sure if that's quite true, but that's the way he perceives it. I love to make new friends, build a real connection and relationship before sharing too much about what I'm doing. So, social media is actually quite an easy way to make friends, get to know one another, get to see where there are likes or dislikes, where we can support one another, where we can strengthen a friendship, where we can start building a solid foundation and build upon it to raise the level of friendship. So there's many, many things going on. So while doing that, and I started my Facebook account with, Well, just even last year, I had only about 1,000 people. I just made it over 2,500. And that has to do with me being selective who I choose and not just click yes to every friend's request. Honestly, truthfully, the very beginning, oh my gosh, they want to be friends with me. Yes, I want to be friends with them. Only to find out they were fishing for information, they were not the nicest people, not transparent, not open and honest, not authentic. I mean, the things that I got, OMG, and that stands for oh my goodness. I got marriage proposals with the first attempt to connect with them. I mean, they connect with me, and I had accepted. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy, honey, that you accepted my friendship. I want to come over and marry you, blah, blah, blah. I go, where in the world is that coming from? So over the last year, I have learned to look at every friend's request before I accept or decline it. And what I am paying attention to is that they have a minimum, if I know the friends that they have, 50 friends that we have in common, if I know these friends and I know they're a good influence, then I think, okay, maybe they just started and they only have 50 friends. But otherwise, I prefer having people that have at least 100 friends post regularly, are engaged, and actually share and care. Because if they don't do that, it's not worth it. So what I found was that most of the requests that I'm deleting are people, and it's usually men, and I have nothing against men. I'm married to a wonderful person for 39 years. I love men. I love my man. But these people are usually either or pretend to be, military, Navy, Marines, stationed overseas, pretending to be who they are not. Many of them say they're doctors or physicians or surgeons. Others say they're generals and their child is in the U.S. in a boarding school or something because their wife passed away and they're single dads and a whole bunch of stuff like that, which when you look into it is not true because some of the things that they mention do not exist. There are so many ways to research that we need to do that in order to protect ourselves. So the people I do look for and accept are the ones we have hopefully 100 plus friends in common. They have interesting posts or posts that interest me. They're not selling things, but they're promoting themselves and their skills. They're people who care about others and they share. And there is something that clicks, that draws me to them. Because if I don't feel any connection, why connect? So I've been learning all these little tricks and traits, and it's been so amazing. What I gained is a couple of wonderful friends. There was one friend I gained about a year ago. I had posted about a neighbor of mine who was a friend passing in an accident, and I mentioned something to that respect, to that subject, and somebody else who was friends with the same person didn't know and started following me and checking out things and then became a really good friend of mine. And I go, wow, this is awesome. It is sad it had to be because of a death in our friend circle, but it is a blessing because now we have each other as new friends and it is authentic and true and I love it. Another one that just really makes me smile so big is I became friends with somebody who was friends with many of my friends, and I saw she was also from Switzerland, which I am from, where I am from. So I go, okay, I want to get to know that person better, and I asked her if she spoke Swiss German, and she said yes. Long story short, that was a few months ago, and we've become friends. Well, just yesterday, I received a friend request from a cousin of mine, and I know who she is, and she lives in Switzerland again, and I did not know she had ever spent time in the USA or anything, because that family with my cousins, I think a total of 11 from three families, is just totally amazing. And I just go, oh my gosh. So I found out that my friend here in the U.S. is friends with my cousin in Switzerland yesterday, and we started communicating together. And what a blessing that is to find out that people know people you know, and you get to learn more about it, and you can hone in and connect with your friends and loved ones. And now I have a real cousin that I am getting to know. As I said, I know of her background, some of it, and I had met her a few times before I came to the United States exactly 40 years ago today. and I think I arrived around 2 p.m. California time. So, yeah, in about 3 hours, it will have been exactly 40 years that I came over here to learn English. And then everything started snowballing from there. I met my husband, who put me through college, first an AA degree, then a bachelor's degree, then a master's degree. And now I get to be a true, authentic person and do what I love doing, which is actually building friendships, using, you know, I think I talked about that in the previous episode about the two radio stations. One is called Wi-Fi for What's in It for You, and the other one is called WIFM, W-I-F-M, What's in It for Me. And I do not like to work with the WIFM station. I love the Wi-Fi station because it's all about you. I want to help you. I want to create awareness for you because obviously since I'm talking about it, I'm aware of it already. My awareness has been created and now it's time for me to share so others can profit from it too. So anyways, I just wanted to share that part with you that you choose what you're doing, how you're doing it, who you are befriending and who not, and why. And just really asking you to be careful. You don't want to share too much till you know the people are really real. Share authentically, but don't give away your shirt yet. So just learn till you know, oh my gosh, you can actually trust these people. They're real and they're authentic. And then you can work with them. So what does this have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Actually, everything. It just hit me this morning when my friend from over here told me what she knew about my cousin over there in Switzerland. And I go, okay, where's the connection? Where's my mindset? Where's my goal? Where is this or that? And I finally came up and said to my friend over here, you know what? Since you have a sister over there and I have my whole family and all my cousins and the one you know also over there, why don't we go there together next year and visit your family, my family, do something together? We don't have to be together every hour of the day or every minute of the hour, but we can say, like, today you're going to go and visit your friends, I'm going to go visit mine. Tomorrow we're going to go together and visit some people. Whatever we want to do, we can do together. And we all know that we don't travel free of charge. It always costs something. Either it costs comfort or it costs money. Usually money is a given. These are all things that we can actually talk about and build the friendship about. So we are more in sync with caring, sharing, and supporting one another and building a strong foundation for a great friendship. And this is mostly related to positive mindset. And that is one thing I'm working on a daily basis. And with that, the mindset, for according to last week's schedule, it influences your health or your illness. So being happy, being healthy, being positive helps you live a longer, happier life. And let's start changing our habits of disease to habits of health today on into forever. So I just want to share that I have still scholarships available to everyone who's going to sign up until tomorrow at 7 p.m. to either create a happy, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Or if you refer somebody to me, I will give them the scholarship and you a referral fee. So get back with me at dythompson@gmail.com. Write BTR 829-2019 in the subject line so I know it's not spam. Or text me, voicemail me at 562-335-4956 so I can get back with you and we can see how we can support one another, help each other out, become friends, or if you want to talk, or if you want to be on the show with me, you can do that. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.